CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Professor Leo Hanian of the Hoover Institution publishing a report looking at why major businesses and medium-sized businesses are leaving California, a beautiful, beautiful environment. Why now? And over many years, Leah's compiled a list of exits since 2014. It is surprising how there is no pattern other than the fact that they left. So let's look at 2021. We're in a pandemic. There are limits for any government, municipal or statewide. During the pandemic, there are unknowns. But there are larger stories that were always here and that will be here after the pandemic. So first, Lee, good evening to you. Tesla, Hewlett-Packard, and Oracle exit. Why? What did they say when they announced that they were moving, and where did they go? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening, John. Yes, Tesla, Oracle, and Hewlett-Packard all announced roughly within a week or 10 days of each other last December that they were pulling up stakes, moving their headquarters, and potentially much of their future business operations out of California, all moving to Texas, a state where tax rates are lower, other costs of business doing business are lower, housing costs are lower, and it just makes economic sense for them to do this. California was always the place to go to, the place where you could create anything back in the day. Now Texas seems to be the place where that's occurring, in addition to Utah, Miami, and other areas. And John, it's just really simple idea of economics. It just becomes too unprofitable. It's too expensive to do business in California. Despite the natural beauty of the state and despite many of the existing technology firms that have been headquartered here for decades, such as Hewlett-Packard, this was not an easy decision for them to make after being here for decade after decade after decade, yet they chose to leave the Golden State.
I want to mention a major feature of California. You participate in it at UCLA and at Stanford through Hoover. You've got a terrific education system. And the state over the last 100 years invested in a university complex that I can't solve because there's so many different campuses. But first rate around the world. And that's a fundamental to businesses prospering in the state to have a recruiting pool. And yet they're leaving that behind them. There's not, I acknowledge Texas is doing well, but it hasn't got your system.
No, that's a great point, John. The University of California system is truly remarkable. UC Berkeley, UCLA, UC San Diego are widely known as leading universities, not just leading public universities, but leading universities. So when we say the economics is really pushing businesses out of California, it goes beyond the benefits of having these remarkable universities nearby. But when we look at tax rates in Texas, which are virtually zero, compared to California, which ranks about 40th in the country in corporate taxation and about 48th in the country in the overall burden of taxation, where a medium-priced home in Austin, Texas, which is the leading tech hub in Texas, that median home would cost about $560,000 compared to a median home in San Francisco that costs about $1.6 million. It just is becoming too expensive for businesses to make a profit here, to recruit workers. So many of those workers that are getting degrees at UC Berkeley or UCLA or UC San Diego, they have to pay them so much to be able to find a house that's affordable in Silicon Valley or San Francisco that it just ends up becoming, sadly to say, as a Californian, it's becoming a no-brainer for them to move to other states. And Texas is really reaping the benefits of this with very little taxes, reasonable housing costs, reasonable government regulations. Right now, California can only hold on to the Pacific Ocean and year-round 75-degree temperatures for so long. At some point, it becomes just too expensive. And Hewlett-Packard and Tesla and Oracle, they hit the tipping point, and now they're gone, and California is the worst for it.
The puzzle here is you've got Silicon Valley, and I know that pays for everything. It's not just the billionaires. It's the trillionaires of Silicon Valley. Texas does not have it yet. Florida doesn't have it yet. Tennessee doesn't have it yet. Is Silicon Valley staying, or is that also looking at the wagon train east?
Well, Silicon Valley is losing its dominant position within the tech industry as many more areas are expanding more rapidly. Silicon Valley used to have the enormous benefit of being home to all these venture capital firms, which provided funding to these garage entrepreneurs, going back in the day to people like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, who did this out of their garage or out of their basement. And yet with the pandemic and with businesses learning how to do more remotely, we're starting to see venture capital move out. We're starting to see existing venture capital firms within Silicon Valley investing in firms outside of Silicon Valley. So this is really a wake-up call for the state to make changes that will motivate and incentivize businesses to stay here. We are losing businesses literally every day, and they would love to stay near the Pacific Ocean and enjoy that 75-degree temperatures in the middle of January. But right now, California is just making it, you know, for lack of a better word, California regulations and taxes are making it inhospitable for businesses to stay here.
The first time I walked in a January day in Southern California, I couldn't believe it. I thought, these are the stories I've always heard. They're accurate stories. It is a miracle. But you cite Chuck DeVore, a former California legislator, and he cites the fact that the Democrats, there's a supermajority in Sacramento in both assemblies, the legislatures, both the Assembly and the Senate, dominated by people who have no private experience. Is that a driver for what went wrong, Lee?
I think DeVore is very accurate with that evaluation, because in California, as you noted, John, it's a Democratic supermajority, but not to be partisan, about 3 out of 4 of those Democratic legislators don't have private business experience. They don't know what it's like to try to start a business, to grow a business, to meet payroll, to satisfy compliance requirements, to pay taxes, to try to be competitive when competitors are in states or countries that have lower costs of doing business. They don't know that 99 out of 100 businesses in California are really struggling at some level. They look at businesses like Facebook or Google and look at the enormous wealth that Mark Zuckerberg and Sergey Brin have created within those transformational businesses. Those are two businesses within the entire state. We need to keep those, but we also need to keep the small businesses who are struggling and who will be the next generation of Facebook and Google. And if we had more legislators who understood just how hard it is to create a business, to run a business, and to grow a business, as they do in Texas, where many more have significant private sector experience, I think things would be much, much different. So one thing I'm trying to do is really provide a forum in what I write for the Hoover Institution to try to help legislators understand the enormous negative effects their policies are having on the state. Thus far, I haven't moved the needle too much, but hope springs eternal with this. But DeVore was absolutely right, in my opinion.
Before we turn to what is to be done, I want to press this point. I do believe these legislatures are well-intentioned, and their concern for the least among us is wonderful. It's admirable. The puzzle is, do they see the statistics that you're publishing, Lee? Do they see the stories, the anecdotes, almost told wittily, about charging more for a U-Haul trailer from California to Texas than reverse? Do they see those stories, and do they comment on them in some helpful fashion, or is it regarded as propaganda?
John, among the Republicans in the state legislature I speak with, they're certainly frustrated. They understand the cost and the disadvantages we have. The state is now spending, I think there are probably really two factors. One is the state is just an enormous revenue grab with an insatiable appetite. Two-thirds of the state budget is taken over by K-12, by Health and Human Services, by the prison system, and by pensions. And when you just think about what it takes to run the rest of government, only one-third of the budget is available for all those other functions. So that legislator is looking anywhere they can to try to bring in revenue. And I think some do have the idea that they're making the state a better place. But when I look at regulations such as a rule last year that made it illegal for most people to work as independent contractors, taking away their economic freedom, trying to force them into traditional employer and employee relationships.
That's AB5 you're talking about.
AB5, yeah. Which 80% of them don't want. So I think we're probably stepping over the boundary of well-intentioned legislators to ones who are really trying to impose an agenda. It's hard for me to look at what's going on here and not think that the current crop of legislators is much more agenda-driven than those who were operating back in the day when California's budget was much, much smaller on an inflation-adjusted per capita basis, and we got a lot more stuff done for the average citizen.
I'm speaking with Professor Lee Ohanian of UCLA and also the Hoover Institution at Stanford's campus. Now that we've identified in general that there's a phenomenon going on and has been for several years of a major enterprises, significant enterprises, minor enterprises, startups leaving California. What is to be done when we come back? This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.